Welcome back to another Creative Encounter Podcast episode. I'm your host, Juette Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 43 of this podcast. Super excited for this episode. I got my guy, Clive Innes here. Clive, what's going on, bro?
Man, what's going on, man? Finally make this happen.
All right, so look, so it's literally finally. All right, y'all, so let me tell you about Clive. This is the man. But we connected 10 years ago. It's been 10 years. I don't know if you remember. So this is where we were at. You came to Chicago with Travis Green and Kale Mitchell.
Kale Mitchell, yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep,
yes,
I remember.
And dude,
Loyola University. University, yeah.
And dude, so that was a beautiful experience, man. That was awesome. And then after that, we connect. I was like, yo, you know, want to connect, talk about music, et cetera. And now 10 years later, here we are.
Man, but you know what, man? It's a blessing we're still here, brother.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean? We're still here to be able to do this after all that we've experienced and seen over the past years. You know what I mean? It's a blessing. So, I'm happy to be here with you.
Man, thank you so much. So, tell me, how's family? How's life?
Oh, man, everything is great, man. You know, my kids, they're in their 20s now. So, my wife and I, we're finally empty nesters.
Yeah, that's
I know I don't look it.
Yeah, right. For real, man. Black don't crack.
Nah, I don't look it, man. You know, I was in the airport. I just left Atlanta 2 days ago, and I sat next to this lady, and she looked at me, and she's like, okay, we're just talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about golf because she played golf, she and her husband. And I said, well, yeah, I played a little golf here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And we started talking about kids. And she was like, you know, how old are you? And I told her, she was like, no, you're not. I said, yeah. God will preserve you. You know,
There we go.
If you live right. And then on earth, you do the earthly necessities and just eat properly and all that good stuff. So, man. I've been great, man. No complaints.
Awesome.
No complaints.
Yeah, we're technically, so my wife and I, we're technically empty nesters right now, too, because we got a sixth grader who just went to second, a six-year-old who just went to second grade.
Uh-huh.
And then we got our five-year-old, he'll be five, he just went to kindergarten. So
it's
like, so we got these 6-7 hours where we like, okay, they're not here. We can get some work done. You know what I'm saying?
Empty nesters per hour, right?
Per hour. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I got a 24 and a 22-year-old.
Wow. Right? That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Now, are they creative like you? Like, what did they, did they go to school? Like,
well, my daughter, I would say is on the creative side. Yeah. She sings, she acts, that kind of stuff. But you know, as young adults, man, they get to a certain place where they're trying to figure out their own direction. You know what I mean? So sometimes that creative side somewhat kind of catch up with them later on in their years.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, she's just kind of, you know, they're trying to figure out life, man, trying to figure out what's next.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And I kind of give them the space to do that. I'm not like one of them dads, whereas, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yo, here's some direction. See how you feel about it.
Yep.
And we go from there.
I love it. That's dope. Yeah, man. So tell me about you. Tell me about your business.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was just going to say, I just remember when you came with Travis and Kale and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're kind of like, you know, managing the event and all of that stuff. So like, tell me all about that.
Oh man, things are going well. You know, came from Jamaica, man, in 1997, and you know, God gave me the vision to start an agency back in 2006, C. Anthony Entertainment Agency, and you know, we represent artists, talents, actors, comedians. You know, those guys are my brothers, Kale Mitchell and Travis Green. Man, we've been rocking for so many years.
Yeah.
And we've known each other for a long, long time.
Awesome.
And I'm like Uncle Clive and all that good stuff to the kids. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of relationship we all have.
Yeah.
And when we came out to Loyola, I mean, we were doing our thing. And those guys, they're still actively doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you've seen that Kale Mitchell have Good Burger 2 coming back, out with Keenan.
Of course.
Getting ready to drop very soon via Paramount. So, and as from an agency perspective, man, there's always growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work with so many other talented musicians, artists, that is, actors in the field. And we're just growing every year, man, as an agency. You know, we're just growing. You know what I mean? We're just growing. Just making sure that we do our part in the kingdom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it, man.
Yeah,
that's so dope.
Yeah,
so tell me, how did you even, you know, get into it? Like, what led you to want to start this agency and kind of just walking through the whole process of creating something like this, you know?
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, man, I share this story with a lot of people, and it never gets old to me because the journey is just amazing. I never forget us when back in 2006 is when I started, you know, looking into doing some things in the industry. I started representing a local duo in Atlanta, Charles and Taylor. Back in the days, and we were like family. We went to the same ministry, and their mother actually came up to me and asked me to be their business manager. At a time, man, let me tell you, I wasn't in the industry, wasn't doing nothing in the industry, had no plans. Okay, I was working in a corporate field, doing corporate job like everybody else. But I've always had this mindset that hey, business is business. It's just how you handle it, and how you approach it. Right. So even though I wasn't aware much about the entertainment business in a sense, but I was very much involved in business on a date. And I accepted to do that. I said, hey, I'm gonna work with you guys for a year and see what happens from there. I committed with commit to them for a year. And after the year, God just started opening doors. Like, you know, the calls start coming in, other people want me to work with them on a managerial perspective and also agent. And, you know, that's how the agency was born. Now let me say this, disclaimer. I didn't go to school for this. It wasn't a Clive Ennis, presents. Let me sit down and start a company. Okay. This was 100% a vision that was given. Trust me, God called me to do what I'm doing. And because if it was up to me, I wouldn't have done it. You know, again, I was already working in corporate. But one day I was actually driving on the highway and I was driving on 75 northbound in Atlanta. Anybody in Atlanta knows 75 southbound, rather, going to downtown. The traffic is crazy. And I'm on the highway and God was like, it's time. And I was like, what do you mean it's time? I'm on. I'm in the car, tears running down my eyes. I'm like, man, what is going on with me? I just dropped my kids off at Christian school. And he was like, it's time. It's time for you to do this full time. And I was like, man, I mean, you know how a conversation go with Jesus, right? I'm like, man, you lost your mind. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, man, I'm at the peak of my job. You tell me that I need to stop my job to do something I really don't know anything about. And I never forget the voice of God said to me, man, the same thing that you fear. Because at the time, man, as a man, you're more concerned about taking care of your family, paying your bills, make sure your home front is good. So, you know, I was like, man, I'm not. You imagine telling a man with two kids going to private school at the time, Christian Academy private school, a wife that, yo, you need to stop what you're doing to start a business that you don't know nothing about. That don't even make no sense in the natural, right? Well, he told me that morning, 8:30 that morning, dropped my kids off. I'm on the highway. And I said, man, you have lost your mind, dude. There ain't no way on earth. And I never forget the voice that God told me in my car. He says, the same thing that you fear, I'm going to use to show you how great of a God I am.
Wow, come on.
And even after I heard that, I was like, man, speak English. Like, I don't even, listen, I'm from Jamaica, man. I'm from Jamaica. I'm a Jamaican.
Yes, sir.
So I'm start thinking back, you know, when I was in Jamaica growing up and I'm like, okay, these language, I don't understand. Like, brother, you gotta come better than that. My conversation with me and Jesus, right? I heard the voice of God repeated, the same thing that you fear, I'm going to use it to show you how great of a God I am. So that's one of the biggest thing as believers that we don't want to accept. Sometimes we are a bit fearful of things. God can't use you if you're not honest. You understand what I'm saying? God can materialize when there's areas in your life where there's uncertainties. That's when he shows up the most. And I was just vulnerable. I said, man, bro, this ain't working because, you know, I'm not leaving this job, man. You know what I mean? And he stayed on me. And on the highway, I made a declaration that day. Say, you know what? I'm going to do this. Now, bear in mind, I don't know anything about no industry, nothing like that. You understand what I'm saying? So when I got to work that morning, I'm in my cubicle. I found myself literally now. The guy, you know, people that's out here watching this and working, don't, you know, this is, don't do this. Don't practice it at work. You know, do your job that they're paying you to do. Okay. But I started literally drawing my logo while I'm sitting in my cubicle. Right. And God just started pouring ideas and telling me what's next. And I called my wife. She was at work and I called her and I said, you know what? I think this is time. And she was like, yeah, I've been telling you it's time. You need to leave that job. I'm like, hold up. I said, no. That's not the time I'm talking about.
Yeah. You're said, like, it's a little bigger than that.
Right. It's a little bigger than that, mama. You know, so she was all good and all excited in her feelings. She's like, I've been telling you to leave the job. I'm like, no, baby. No. This is a different kind of time.
Mm.
I said, it's time out. God is calling me to leave the job and step out in faith and do what he's calling me to do. And all she said to me, she's like, what do you want me to do? And I said, you know what? The way I'm in my feelings right now and emotional, just write a 2 weeks notice for me.
Mm.
Literally. And she wrote a 2 weeks notice letter and she sent it on the company's email. Mm. I'm not calling the company's name. because, you know, back in the day, that was 99. That was in 2006. You know, we don't be using phones and emails and all that stuff. Right. You know. Until you get home, you don't even have a computer at home, half of us.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you have your little pager and you're good to go, right?
Yeah.
And she sent me the letter and I took it to my manager. I'll never forget it. And I gave it to him. And he looked at me three times. When I tell you, man, it's like God was in the midst of it. And I said, you know, it looked like he was. My manager looked at the letter three times and read it. And he looked at me and he said, man, you sure about this?
Mm.
And I never forget it. I looked at him dead in his face. I said, man, even if I wasn't sure, I don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said to him. And he said, you've never heard anybody said that before. Not a person getting ready to resign from a company. You don't have a reason to resign, dude. You're good. Your position is good. You're doing very well. I was in sales. I was a sales coordinator. And I said to him, listen, even if I wasn't sure, I don't have a choice. I have to do it.
Wow.
And he signed it, make a copy, gave me a copy. I came back to my cubicle. Everybody's crying because I'm leaving. I made the announcement. I'm leaving in 2 weeks. And nobody could understand what was going on because they're like, dude, we know you're not doing any interviews. We know you're not going to another company. Where are you going? I say, I'm going on a path that has been called for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked off that job, man, in 2007.
Yeah.
And I have not looked back since.
Wow.
I've been doing what I'm doing. God has called me to do this industry assignment full time for over 16 years.
Wow. That's awesome.
Man. Yes. That's real. And so, and once that started, man, you know, it's just been growth from that point forward. Dedication in what I was called to do. And just been giving it my all. I have my team with me as well. And yeah, we're just fulfilling the assignment.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that's really the best way I can put it. Yeah. Because I was sharing with some colleagues the other day that we're all servants in this thing, regardless of the position you have. You're a servant, I'm a servant. Yeah. There is no, we don't have titles in ministry, man. We're servants.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. You know, respectfully, you know what I mean? It's like we are all servants, regardless of titles. We're servants, man. Mm-hmm. And once you focus on that, you realize this thing is bigger than you. It's bigger than self. Jesus is the forefront. He's our boss. And that's been the journey.
Man,
16 years later, here we are. We're still doing it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, still doing it.
So you ain't tell me that, you know, you a preacher too, you know?
No.
Man, dude, that was on point. No, seriously, though, but like, that's crazy because like you're literally living out the scriptures. I mean, I was talking to someone about this in the last episode. It's like every situation when God called someone, it didn't make sense. It never makes sense.
Genesis,
Revelation, it never makes sense. And he's like, because like you said, he's like, I'm going to show you how powerful I am. I'm just using you as a vessel. Are you going to avail yourself for me to use you? I'll take care of the rest. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah. And it's right now it's coming on 2 years that I left my job. Same situation.
Oh, wow. Praise God. Thing.
So that's September of 2021, I was like, I got to really focus in on this music, really focusing in on this podcast, all of that together and stuff. And it's crazy. Like, God's been sustaining us. He's been blessing us and stuff.
We exist, brother.
Yes.
We exist.
Yes.
And in the faith, a lot of people don't believe. Yeah. Let me tell you something, man. I remember one time I was doing another interview.
Mm-hmm.
And the young lady kept on asking me, like, so who's your motivator and who motivates you and who's your, you know, who's standing by your side and all that stuff. I said, Christ is. And she was like, no, that ain't what I'm talking about. I said, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, come on.
I said, I'm sorry. I mean, yes, you have your pastor. I mean, I thank God for my pastor in Atlanta, Pastor Anderson and my church family. But dude, I mean, I will never sit here and deny. Bible says, if you deny him before men, he can deny you before his father. I cannot deny my journey. And Christ is the center of it all, man.
Yeah.
This was never, ever about, this is something that I wanted to do. That's how I know within myself that I'm called to do it. You know, you know what? Just like going to a grocery store and you're looking at something on the shelf and you're like, yo, I don't want that. And you walk out. Compared to, I want that. I'm going to make sure I can find the right thing that I want. And you get it before you walk out. You know the difference. You understand what I'm saying? Dude, this was never my desire. If it was up to me, man, I would be in corporate doing my thing and I'm good to go. But see, that's when God, you know, can use, because again, the honesty of saying that, hey, I'm making myself available. You know what I mean? And so many people say it, but they don't really mean it.
Because that's good. Break that down.
Making yourself available comes with sacrifice, bro. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the part that always brings uncertainty. You know, making yourself available to be used by Christ comes with some great sacrifice. And it ain't all the way perfect. You know what I mean? And we have to understand that if Christ can go through moments where he was crucified, come on, man. You know, I never figured I was in Orlando. I had a show for New Year's Eve. And I was just in my hotel room crying. And I was like, man, it's been a journey, God. You know, I appreciate all that you've done. I appreciate you calling me to do this thing, man. But brother, why didn't you tell me about the people? The people along the way. Like, hold up, brother. I mean, I feel like I'm a very fair guy. I'm a very personable guy, honest guy, to the best of my ability, man. I'm not perfect, right? But I'm like, you didn't warn me about the people doing this journey. Like, you know, how can a person that say the same thing as you do you wrong? You know what I mean? You know? And I never forget it. I'm in my hotel room. I'm on my floor, Jay. And he told me, he's like, yo, he just broke it down. I mean, you know, I was crucified on the way to Calvary, brother. I wasn't pampered on the way to Calvary. I carried my own cross. I was ridiculed on the way to Calvary, brother. Calvary was just the end all. You understand what I'm saying? But again, the Bible says before he endured what he endured because the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. So how many of us as believers, man, can endure that cross, understanding that the joy that's set before us, we're going to get to see that. You understand what I'm saying? We good for what it's going to look like. We never pay attention to what it's going to take for what it's going to look like. It's what it's going to take process. We fail.
Yeah, that's crazy because right now I'm reading the book of Romans and Paul was literally just saying that he's like, yo, we're going to experience the glory. And then he's going into chapter 8. He's like, but also there's going to be suffering along with it.
So man, it's like, I love that.
We all want to experience the glory of Jesus, but we want to experience that suffering that he had to go through too.
Man, I bring on the suffering part every day because listen, the suffering part for me, this is my, my embrace of the suffering part is like, yo, number one, it reminds you that you're human. And number two, it reminds you also that there is a Christ that's guiding you. You understand what I'm saying? By it's a put no trust in men, but put your confidence in Christ alone. Once we understand that, man, we can go through anything. We can we can overcome anything. But we as believers, man, I mean, our first approach all the time is to think something negative is going to happen with the process. The process is what it is. When you're driving to work and you're stuck in traffic, it's a part of the process. You don't just turn around and go back home. You stayed in that traffic until it's time for it to clear up and you end up making it to home, to work, right? It's the same thing. The process of it is the beautiful part because it shows you that, hey, I'm human and I'm doing whatever it takes to make this work.
That's good.
You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, man, that's just been my journey, and I'm grateful for it. I embrace it all because I'm always reminded where this thing started. Nothing gonna ever derail me from that. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna lose focus. I know where it came from. You know what I mean?
Come on.
And that's what's gonna keep you young, keep you around, keep you moving, keep you encouraged through the whole process of it all. You know what I mean? So good. I love it, brother.
Tell me.
I ain't a preacher, bro. I ain't a
That's the next thing.
I just love Christ, man. When you love Christ.
Come on. When you're on the highway, that's the next thing he's going to tell you.
But you know what? Let me tell you something, man. I mean, I've heard that many times. But many are called, but only few are chosen. I believe that when you're chosen, man, he give you the admonition. Because he can't be blasphemed. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? So you have to be that walking example.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to tell somebody you quit your job and start a business in faith? And it makes sense to a person out here that don't have no clue what you're talking about.
Yep.
You got to be able to have something to back it up, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to give you the ammunition so you could be a light to somebody else that don't understand that journey, understand what that means. Yep. You know what I mean? Because it's a language, it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell a man out here that's already has probably $0 in the bank account, quit that job and start something that you've never done before. He's going to be looking at you like, man, if you don't get out of my face with that.
right.
But you need ammunition to tell him what's going to happen after he does it.
Yep. That's good.
And what he's going to go through when he does it.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's going to face and how you overcome what you're going to face. You understand?
Yeah.
So we have to be educated. We have to have that second wind of knowledge or, you know, the word to keep us going so we can be that example. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell you something. Once you say God tell you to do something, you can't go back on that, bro.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You can't. And most importantly, you can't fail.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Because his name will be blasphemed. So yeah, you may go through some turbulence, but you have to come out win because that's the only way he's going to get the glory of it.
That's good.
He have to get the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And so many believers out here that have it in them to walk off of a job tomorrow.
Yeah.
But they're in so much flesh. They're looking at what won't work.
Mm-hmm.
What's gonna you know mess up. What's gonna not work. Mm-hmm. They're so focusing on that. They're not focusing on, man, if I say I trust God, man, I trust it. I have this thing that I say, man. I share with my wife. I share with a colleague, my team. I said, listen, if God can't do it, no man can.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. So I don't have a choice but to believe him. Because he can't do it. No man can. And he can't be compared to man. So I don't have a choice. He is it.
That's
what
it,
he
man.
Says, that's it. I have no choice. That's it. There's no choice. Because he can't be compared to man. Yeah. Right?
That's good.
So
man.
I don't have no choice but to trust him.
Wow.
Period. Point blank.
That's awesome. Dude, that's crazy because that's like literally the heart of this podcast is just like all these conversations to build up and encourage to show like this is my journey. This was my story. So that someone else would be like, man, I'm almost there. Like I need a little bit more faith. I need a little bit more encouragement and stuff. And we have these conversations. So you feel like, you know, I'm going to go for this. Especially if they know like God told them and you just kind of not do it. You like, I'm not doing it just because I'm nervous or what's going to happen. It's like, nah, guys, like I'm waiting on you.
Let me tell you something, man. The biggest thing that needs to be said, and for the ones that are listening, man, if God is telling you to do something, the first thing that you have to do is accept it.
Mm.
Not accept it with conditions. Accept it with honesty, knowing that, you know what, I'm going to accept this and I'm trusting you for direction.
Yeah.
We can't accept certain things and then we start applying all our other stuff to it. Okay, God, I accept the job, but this is how I'm going to do it.
Wow.
I accept the job, but you see my bank account? I accept the job, but I don't have a car to do it. Nah, he said, you already know the Gentiles need certain things, man. You know the Gentiles, so you need the same thing as well, right? Yeah. So why are you accepting a duty, but Moses didn't ask a whole bunch of questions?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So why are we asking all these millions, this whole bunch of questions? Jesus don't need our questions. He needs our acceptance.
Yep.
That's it. He just needs our acceptance. And with that, It's like a sponge. When you put a sponge on a puddle of water, you didn't have to touch it. It just starts sucking up the water, don't it? Because it was created to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pick the sponge up, the water just don't be running out, does it? It stays in the sponge until you squeeze it. So we got to act like sponge in this thing, man. Once we say, yo, we are a believer. Man, once I say, God, I believe you, I trust you, I'm ready to go. Shut your mouth. Don't say nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say nothing else you say matters to Christ at that point.
Yeah.
Just be ready to be you. So if you say, hey, go over here. If you say, you know, go to the dealership and try to get this car. If you say, hey, make this phone call to one colleague of yours. He's gonna use another man to bless you. Just follow the directions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have no long conversation. What do you have a long conversation for?
Yeah.
You're talking to a man who already know what tomorrow looks like for you. So why are you trying to tell him what your tomorrow is supposed to be?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, man.
Yeah,
believers, that's how you do this thing, man. You gotta stand on, number one, what Christ's journey is for your life, man. And once you accept that call for you to take that journey, just shut your mouth. You ain't got nothing else to say. He's gonna order. You say, I will order your steps.
Yeah.
Period. Point blank.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to add all the other stuff to the steps. Nah, can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't do that, man.
That's awesome. Oh man, so good. Okay, so this is what we're gonna do now. I need you to tell me some of your just like those wow moments of just like, man, when I got connected with this person and was able to kind of manage them and support them and stuff, those type of moments along the way when you felt like, man, God has really blessed this thing to take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can definitely say the moment with Charles and Taylor at first, man, because these were kids. Charles and Taylor were 12 and 14 years old.
Wow, no way, yeah.
And you guys, a lot of individuals listening to this podcast right now may not even know of them, but you can always, they're on YouTube, like everybody else, Charles and Taylor, their brother and sister. And I love them kids. Well, they're adults now.
Wow, yeah.
And, back then they were 12 and 14 years old, and God used them. They got a record deal.
Yeah.
And God changed their lives. So even that experience, man, was overwhelming to know that, wow, to see what God was doing in their life at their age. And the kids, they can sing.
Yeah.
But not only just their gift, man, God used their gift to make room for them, to take them around the world and show them, to minister before people at the time. So it was a blessing for me to be able to embrace that. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm saying. Not only just them being artists at the time, but they were also kids in my church.
Yeah. Wow.
So we saw God's hand in their lives in Atlanta, age, like, yo, these kids, can this really happen?
Yeah.
It did. Yep. You know what I mean? And it amazed all of us. I never forget another artist, Papa San, who I manage as well and currently, and I went to Fort Lauderdale to visit a buddy of mine. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he so happened to know Papa San at the time, and he was like, man, I got this artist, man. You Jamaican, he Jamaican, you gotta work with him. Yeah. And I was like, man, you know what? I didn't come down here for this, man. You know, I'm the kind of guy, man, where I'm lead driven.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just don't jump in everyone's car, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, man. You know, if nothing else, you Jamaican, man. You guys need to connect. I said, all right, cool. So he said, I said, what's his name? So he told me his name. I said, man, I've been knowing this dude since I was in high school. Going in Jamaica as a kid growing up. So I said, all right, cool, call him. So he called him.
Yeah.
He came over, play a song for me.
Yeah.
It was him and Canton Jones called Ain't No Sunshine. It's out there on YouTube. They can check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we just bonded right there in the hotel parking lot.
Nice. Yep.
We bonded in the hotel parking lot, man. And we was like, yo, we're gonna do some things together. And that's how that relationship started with Papa San, bro. Wow, and I've been managing Papa San ever since.
Yeah,
we've been managing him ever since. Another amazing experience, man. You know, I was in LA with Travis Green. Shout out to Travis, my guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for an event, and Kel Mitchell came with his wife at the time. Well, she wasn't his wife. She wasn't his wife at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he came, and we were at his church, this young adult ministry, was going on. And he came, and I was like, yo, what's this dude doing here? Like, yo, that's Kel. Yeah. So we kind of talking. He's like, yo, man, I'm a Christian, man. I love Christ, man. Mm-hmm. I'm about this life. And I was like, yo, dude, that's amazing, man. That's what I love to hear. And we connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've been family ever since. You know what I mean? So I use those examples, those meetings as examples, man, because it wasn't about work. It wasn't about industry.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was about God appointed assignment for brotherhood and spreading his name. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, God says
relationship building.
Yeah, really, it was relationship building. And I feel like that's a part of provision. You know, when you say give you vision, they give you provision. I feel like you're going to send the right people. Not just from a work perspective, but also for as far as relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we've been friends ever since, man. We've been brothers ever since. So those appointments are really, really, and it's a couple others.
Yeah.
You know, it's a couple others, and we'll be on the phone all day talking about them. It's been a number. I've been around for a number of years, but off the top, those were from the early years.
Mm-hmm.
Those are from the early years. Yeah. So, they mean a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I just took the assignment and started to walk, and God allowed me to meet these great guys, man, who are now men, have family, kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back then, Travis didn't have a family. Now they have a kid. Now he had boys, wife, all the ministry. All, you know what I'm saying? You sit back and you see these things. Kid, Kel now have two other babies.
Yep,
I mean, just great things going on in their lives, man. And you sat back and you watch it like, yo, dude, you remember where we came from? Where we come from with this? Look where we are now. You know, we were talking about this in hotel rooms about kids and wives and all that, you know? So, you know, I can definitely say, man, those moments really, really mean a lot. And meant a lot then. from where we started. Yeah.
I love it. Man, dude, I love this, man. All right. So pretty much as we wrap this up, I just want to see, just a moment to say one final word to the creative. To kind of just spur them on to go to that next level and season that God's calling them to.
Man, listen, there's no mystery to this thing, Jay. There's no mystery to this thing, man. I mean, for aspiring artists out here, musicians, whatever craft you have, again, I've always said, let me repeat this. If you said to yourself that Christ have called you to do something, you got to understand what that means.
Yeah.
You got to really understand what that means, because even though Christ have called you to do something, man, it's not something that's going to happen because you think Christ said it overnight. You understand what I'm saying? It's a trust factor with it.
Yeah.
It's a trust. And there is a reason why it's a trust factor, because a lot of times people jump on a bandwagon and apply Christ's name to it, and Christ ain't got nothing to do with it. And before you know it, next week, 2 weeks from now, it fails.
Yeah.
And then you start blaming Christ, but he didn't tell you to do that.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? So once you confirm within yourself that Christ has called you to do something, man, you got to understand it's a process.
Yeah.
You got to endure the process. You got to, first of all, most importantly, of everything there is to trust him that he's going to order your step. He's going to give you the ideas, the witty inventions. He's going to present you with all the ammunitions you need to fulfill your journey. As an artist, man, stay in it. Like, your vocal a bit, do whatever you necessary things that you need to do to put your position yourself. You understand what I mean? Whether it's to be heard by a producer, whether it's to be heard by a management team, agency, whatever. But at the same time, understand that your gift is still Christ orchestrated, man. You got to understand that, man, you become a warrior for Christ in this thing, man. This is going to be a long term. People always say, man, when you going to retire? There ain't no retirement in Christ, bro. They're saying that from a music industry perspective. But again, if you're serving in Christ, man, there's no retirement. I mean, come on, man. Think about it. When are we retiring? What are we retiring for?
Yeah.
The work never done. You understand what I'm saying? As a musical artist, man. So it's not that, hey, I'm going to sing this until, I'm 60. I'm done. No. No. Look at some of our greats out here. Kirk and all those guys, Donna McKirk and CeCe Winans, man, they're still at it. It's not that they can't just stop in the flesh, but in the spiritual realm, no, there is no stopping.
Yeah.
They got to fulfill their journey until Christ say, well done, man.
That's good.
So you got to understand, as an up-and-coming artist, your desire. Bible says he's going to give you the desire of your heart, but he's not going to give it to you if you know it's going to be short-term. Because the desire of your heart is going to represent him.
Yeah.
So be careful what you ask for. Understand when you accept the call, be ready for this journey, the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes with it. Wow. And don't ever make this thing about money. He's going to take care of you. It's as simple as that.
Amen.
You got to believe this thing with everything within you, man. He's going to send you that ram in the bush.
Yeah, that's it.
When you least expect it, it's going to show up. And you got to believe it with your 100% heart. The people that you're around got to believe it. Make sure you surround yourself with people that understand the vision.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Understand the vision. Understand that, this is what I'm being called to do. Not just this is what I want to do. It's a difference. When you're called to do something, dude, there's no turning back from it. And you gotta sit around yourself with a team of people, if you feel that that's what you need based on where you are, that understand that this is a long-term situation. It's not part-time.
That's good, man.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Guys, you want to go into the entertainment business, man, being an artist or whatever field you desire, just understand that it's a call. Just make sure you understand if it's a calling or it's just something that you want to do. You understand what I'm saying? Because Christ's work is nothing to play with.
Yeah,
I tell that to friends of mine, to colleagues. I said, I take this thing very seriously. Once you accept God's calling for something, man, it's no longer your own. You have a responsibility to demonstrate that to people that you're around. The Bible said, man, your light shall shine so other men can see his good works and trust him, not your good works.
Yeah.
You understand? People don't understand that it's his good work because he's working through you.
Yeah.
Both are willing to do of his good pleasure. You understand? Not your good pleasure.
Yeah.
So it's never, ever going to be about you. You have to understand that.
Yeah.
Imagine you're out here doing all the work and you look like you ain't getting no credit because the credit is not for you. The credit is not for you to get.
If we walk into ministry and walk into our callings and different things with that at top of mind at the beginning,
right.
You know, it'll be a lot of a smoother process than halfway through when we get our feelings hurt, when it's like, oh,
dude. And so many people won't be jumping ship because everybody takes it. Things personally.
Yep.
Everybody takes things personally, man. Everybody gets their emotion hurt. And don't get me wrong, you're gonna run into some moments out there, man, where something's gonna stick you. Mm-hmm. But understand, don't ever forget why you're doing it and for whom you're doing it for.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? So, guys, stay encouraged with it, man. Keep on moving it forward in what you're doing, and just know that God is going to bring you to a point where, hey, you're gonna be the one out here as a light, like all the others that have been called to do their journey, because we all have journey in ministry, man. I mean, you look at some of the artists that we have to this day. Thank God for the ones that are here, and thank God for the ones that are no longer here with us. But God, I mean, Walter Hawkins and people like that, God took them all the way to the end. Daryl Coley took them to the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rance Allen took them all the way to the end, dude. You realize that? These guys, they didn't quit in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
God took them all the way to the end until he says, yo, well done.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It's time for you to come home. So it's a commitment. It's a commitment. And regardless of what the role, my role is management, as agent owner, agency owner, it's still a commitment for me because I accepted a job as a servant. Mm-hmm. Not because I don't have to hold a microphone to declare that I'm a servant.
Mm-hmm.
Any position you hold it, whether you, even if you're a musician playing a keyboard or the drums, until the end.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah,
so good.
So, yeah, man.
Man, dude, this is a great one, man. Thank you so much. It's so good. Okay,
it's about encouraging, dude. It's about encouragement. That's all.
So good. So tell everyone how they can reach you, you know, whatever platforms you want to share real quick. Let them know.
Man, all the platforms, they're all under my name, Clive Ennis. That's it. Nothing special.
Yeah, cool.
Anybody can find me out there, Instagram, Facebook, all Clive Ennis. I don't do much social media, too. So, you know, they're gonna be shocked at that. But I've never been a, you know, public person in a sense as far as social media and all that, you know. But that's me. To each his own. I respect it. I respect the platform. We use it for great things for artists and certain type of responsibilities. But that's just me personally. I'm not the social media dude. But hey, they're willing to jump on there and follow me, man. I'll follow them back and we can chit chat. They can always reach out. And I understand. I'm an easy, connected type of guy. You know, I'm always here to help, man. You know, God, Bible say, bless you to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. And I'm blessed to be a blessing to others. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not the one of them kind of manager dudes or agent dudes that, man, like, I ain't never can get in contact with this dude. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, that's not, I understand my calling. Mm-hmm. So I know me, you know what I mean? And I'm always freely willing to give. If anybody reach out to me, hey, I'll tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. Now it's for you to do it. That's going to be the challenge. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm very much reachable. So if anyone want to hit me up on social media, man, feel free to do it. Ask me any questions. I'm down. I'll give you all the advice I can give, but just understand when I give you the advice, it's what you're going to do with it's going to make a difference.
That's it.
Just what I tell you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. That's good.
Man, yourself in a position to be responsible at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Man, well, again, Clive, thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into Creative Encounter Podcast. Yeah,
thanks, man.
Yeah. Please follow Clive, and all the links and description are in the description below, all of his links. And also follow Creative Encounter Podcast. This is a nonprofit, so please support the ministry. The link is below if you want to support monthly and all of that. So that'd be awesome. And we love you guys so much. See you next time.
Love, man. Appreciate you. Sure.